Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is the Reverend Angela Hall, who is Assistant Executive Director of the Franciscan Center of Baltimore. And Reverend Hall is here today to talk to us about the various things and services and activities that the Franciscan Center has in Baltimore, making our city better. So, Reverend Hall, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. I first want to just say it is truly an extreme honor to have this opportunity to talk about the Franciscan Center. We're one of Baltimore's best-kept secrets, so it's great to have this platform and opportunity.
That's very, very nice of you. I was going to say that, too, regarding interviewing you. First of all, though, for our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Franciscan Center?
Absolutely. There is such a rich history of serving those in need with dignity and respect associated with the center. Just to go back, the center was a ministry that started in 1891, mm-hmm. where a group of nuns called the Sisters of St. Francis of Baltimore fed the hungry and cared for African-American orphans. Soon as society progressed, orphanages phased out, and the sisters wanted to continue ministry, which they loved doing. So they surveyed the community to see what the need was, and what the most pressing response was: food and clothing. And this happened in around the mid-60s. And so they started giving out PB&J sandwiches and coffee. And then in the late 60s, like 1968, in the uproar of the assassination of Martin Luther King, the increase grew. And so on September the 10th, 1968, the Franciscan Center was born. And for over 50 years, the center has been giving out hot meals and clothing and all types of necessary items that people are in need of.
Wonderful. Wonderful. How can someone find out more information?
Well, they can go right to our website, and that is fcbmore.org.
Uh-huh.
We're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, FCB Moore. We're on Instagram and Twitter.
Website is, once again, is FCB, B as in Baltimore, MORE.ORG.
Correct.
I guess, like everybody else, you've had to punt with the COVID emergency, huh?
Yes. Well, let me tell you, Bill, first of all, we never closed at all. In fact, our outreach broadened. We now service seniors and actual homeless encampments 7 days a week.
Mm.
Our numbers increased yearly from 100,000 meals to 300,000 meals being given out.
Wow.
At the time, in the midst of the darkest hours of the pandemic, many of the other centers were closed. So many of the resources was directed to us, and we immediately pivoted into being that beacon of light where many of the unfortunate who were affected by the pandemic came to. So we really just like tripled our work and tripled our outreach because of the pandemic.
That's quite a community service. There are an awful lot of folks that were hurting and that are hurting.
Absolutely. Now, the pandemic also exposed many of the injustices and disparities that marginalized citizens experience. And so even though many were unfortunate from the pandemic, it has been a blessing for us that it has exposed our essential needs in the community. And so many are becoming more involved and asking what can we do to help. So the pandemic has been a blessing to us as well.
Yeah. Are you from the Baltimore area?
I am. I'm from a small community called Turner Station. I'm a humble servant. Service has been a part of my life since I was a childhood. My grandfather, the late Deacon Daniel Hall of Faith Tabernacle, would have me delivering his fresh vegetables and his hot homemade meals to widows and neighbors in need. So service has always been a part of my life, and I love being a part of the Franciscan Center to serve the Baltimore City community.
How long have you been with the center?
I've been here 8 years.
Started
out as the volunteer coordinator, and was promoted to director of outreach, and then last promotion, now am the assistant executive director.
Well, 8 years, so you know where all the bones are buried, right? I guess also, but really what I'm saying is that you've seen the organization change a lot, I'm sure, in 8 years.
Absolutely. One of our most recent changes is that our culinary department has now a culinary academy that is about 12 weeks long, and
great.
It prepares students to enter or re-enter the workforce by providing practical instruction and skill development.
Mm-hmm.
And they get training and are expected to achieve what is called a ServSafe Manager Certificate, which can be used in any restaurant setting. So that's our most recent change. We're really proud of that. And we're also proud now we are serving our meals every day. They're homemade from scratch.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Absolutely. We have an awesome culinary team.
That sounds pretty tasty to me.
It's amazing. You need to come on down, Bill, and try one of our meals. They are absolutely amazing. We definitely have changed the outlook on what a soup kitchen is.
Wow, that's great. That is more appropriate, too, because those folks, that might be their only decent meal of the day.
Absolutely. So we want to help provide healthy meals. So our guests look forward to all of the new things we expose them to, all kinds of different vegetables and fruits. And I believe that we are changing the outlook on the health outlook throughout Baltimore.
Good. And I suppose, regarding your food service, how often can someone come?
So our services, what we do daily is we provide a hot, healthy meal from 10 to 1, Monday through Friday. There we serve anywhere from 2 to 300 people a day. We also have, other than that daily meal, we have 2 days when we provide dinner, which is Tuesday and Wednesday nights from 5:30 to 7. We also have what we call our responsive services, and this service is where we try to eliminate any barriers that our guests are experiencing.
Mm.
So we assist with a variety of critical needs like identifiers. We do birth certificates, IDs. We help with eye prescriptions, dental referrals. And we're also a mailing place for anyone who is truly homeless and needs their mail sent somewhere. So people come daily and they check their mail with us.
Boy, what a service. What a service. It sounds like you in the course of a year, you must serve thousands.
We do. We serve many, many people. We help as often as we can, and many know to come to us for these type of services.
Yeah, I guess it's impossible to, like, I was talking to you before we started the show about fair housing, that it touches so many different things. Homelessness touches so many different things too. And it's natural and it's wonderful and it's such a blessing that you folks have expanded your ministry to deal with those things that are connected.
Absolutely. We've, over the years, have known that people can't successfully navigate through life while they're hungry. So providing a healthy meal helps people to be able to become healthy and then address their other issues that they have. And then they can do all of that here. We're like a one-stop and shade, one-stop and shop. And so we try to help with other issues that our guests may be experiencing.
That's great. And they can find out more information about those services and get in touch through your website and telephone?
Yes, our telephone number, they can call, again, Monday through Friday to 410-467-5340. We have a lovely receptionist who takes calls and triages the messages and gets them to whatever department can help.
Great. Where are you located?
Our exact address is 101 West 23rd Street, and that is in Baltimore, Maryland, 21218 zone.
Okay. So not that far from Hopkins, right in the Midtown there.
We call it the Old Goucher neighborhood is where we are.
You know, for people who don't know, that's where Goucher started, right?
Absolutely. We actually are across from the building where the old dormitory for Goucher was, yes.
My goodness. Let's talk about how our listeners can help. You mentioned about more folks getting involved and wanting to help. How can somebody help?
Absolutely. We love volunteers. We have an awesome volunteer program and a coordinator where if they would love to get involved there, they can email our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@fcbmore.org, or they can go directly to our volunteer platform, which is fcbmore.givepulse.com.
Okay, wonderful.
We also, throughout the year, love to take in donations of toiletry items and clothing and non-perishable food items. And then there's always the financial need. They can help in that way as well. Yes, you can find all of that information on our website, again, which is fcbmore.org. There's also a button where you can donate directly through the system.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for today, Reverend Hall. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. If you need to call us, you can call us at 410-467-5340. If you need to reach us, you can email us at info@fcbmore.org. If you would like to volunteer, you can email us at volunteer@fcbmore.org or go directly to our platform, which is fcbmore.givepulse.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for all of the wonderful things you folks are doing to support so many needy people. I wish you every success with your ministry. It is quite a blessing. It is quite a blessing.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much. Again, it was truly an honor to be able to speak to you, the Heaven 600 listeners, and tell them all about our wonderful nonprofit and ministry.
Yes, thank you. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, the Reverend Angela Hall, who is Assistant Executive Director of the Franciscan Center of Baltimore, for being our guest today. Thank you, Reverend Hall. Keep up your good work for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.